Good times, great music, and sometimes, more often than not, I must say, if I'm honest, some great food when our chef Gavin Foreman drops by. And Gav, I haven't seen you for a little while, so welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, winter time, we must always start by talking about conditions in the hospitality industry generally. That's usually what we do here.
Yeah, it's been pretty good. The winter snap that happened last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, people just ran back inside.
Now, here's the thing. I would have thought, it's a winter chance to sort of get out and about and enjoy a nice place. But no, a lot of places really, the cold weather, we all stay at home, don't want to move.
It lasts generally about 2 to 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Then people realise it's going to be cold no matter what, so they just come back out.
Depending on the venue, the type of venues that one has to roster for, shall we say,
yes,
has to plan for, the weather forecasting, I'm guessing that becomes very much a part of the matrix of how it works?
Yeah, all our rosters are done through a system, and because we're so weather-dependent, there's actually a weather forecast at the top of all of them.
Imagine that. You're looking at hours and money for going out for staff, and then right at the top row, it's got the weather zone report or something.
Rain's the big killer. It rains worse than the cold.
Yeah, I bet.
Because we're coastal, we're right on the beach, so as soon as it rains, nobody comes down there.
Yeah, so you're looking for some really nice, warmish winter days, 18, 20 degrees.
Somewhere with, you know, a big log fire, burning wood, that type of thing.
Yeah, very much so. Well, look, we do have a nice hot winter meal today. It looks pretty good. Now, you did say there's a mystery ingredient.
No, you thought that. What I'm saying is there's a mysterious link to you.
Right. Now, you're not going to tell me what this is first, are you?
No. So I need you to taste it and then tell me what you think it is.
Well, I mean, obviously there's chicken. There's a little bit of spice, but not a lot.
Yeah.
It's not like turmeric or something, is it?
No. It's
close.
Got curry powder and apple in it as well.
Apple?
Yeah.
Is that the one that you're the ingredient?
Well, we have this hot thing, cold thing with you, so I was wondering how the apple would go. But this is mulakatani soup.
And you just keep talking. Can I eat this?
Yeah.
Keep going.
But I thought there's got to be you as a massive Seinfeld fan.
Yeah.
Would go mulakatani soup, the soup Nazi.
It's the soup Nazi. It's one of the ones, one of his favourites. So it looks like now that the recipes have been exposed.
That's it. Everybody can mix. So, it's an Indian recipe from the 18th century. It's by the Tamil people. It was first published in about the 19th century, the early cookbooks. It was vegetarian to start with. Generally, it translates to pepper water, mulakatani.
Pepper water, I like it.
And once it got Saxons and English and Western culture into it, that's when meat was added. But it's a very wholesome winter. It's got rice, carrots, onions, celery, chicken, curry.
Or it did have.
It did have. Now it's gone.
Done.
Good job. You enjoyed that one. So now when you watch your next favourite episode of Seinfeld and see the mulakatani soup, you can go, I know what that tastes like.
The good thing about it is it's just a little bit of heat, a little bit of spice, but it's not too much.
No, I finished it with cream. So you get that, it glosses over a lot of the things and makes it that nice, creamy, silky feel.
And with the amount of that cream to give it that nice, silky feel, that more or less depending on how much spice you like?
Yeah, well, it's you think about it, that's Indian, and you've got also things like fish curry. So you've got different levels of heat and different levels of thickness and different additives to try and bulk it out, because they weren't wealthy people who invented these dishes. So it's just, it's different. I really quite enjoy that one.
This is the thing with a lot of, and it's just a lot of food generally. A lot of the best food comes from poor outcomes, doesn't it?
I think we've had discussed this on numerous occasions, because that's a lot of the great cooks come from, having to utilize the undercuts, should we say.
You go, okay, well, look, we're hungry, we're going to need to eat. What do I have around? And just experimenting, and you sooner or later come up with something that's amazing.
Yeah, and then people take it and refine it and change 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 it, and then it comes up with that one. So there's lots of different, you can add ricotta to that as well.
Okay, I wouldn't have thought that.
Yeah, you can add ricotta, you can add yogurt to it. You can, instead of using cream, you can use coconut cream. There's so many variations. And it gets to the stage, it's like, well, what is the original? Well, where did all this start? And if you go all the way back to the 18th century in India, it was pepper water.
I just think that's the amazing thing. I mean, the food and recipes go on their own journey, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. And then each chef that masters it goes, I wonder if it would go, if I added a little, carrot to it, or if I add a little chili to it, and if you add chili to that, it'd actually take it quite well.
Mm.
But then somebody will do it, and then somebody will have it for the first time and think, it's always had chili.
Yeah, because if you're like me, this is my first go around with Mulligatawny, and yeah. I like it. So I will be revisiting that on my own in the future.
It's actually quite an easy recipe too. It's like the onions, celery, and it's the mirepoix veg: onions, carrots, celery, tossed in butter, curry powder, flour, and then you just build it from there with stock and flavors.
And it's at that point you can make it your own, really.
Yeah, you can make whatever you want with it.
Gav, as always, a pleasure. We'll let you get out and come up with something just as amazing next time around.
Okay, we'll
all right.
See.
That's the you haven't been nasty to me for ages. No. I'm getting very scared.
But I thought the apple would throw you.
No, because again, it's just an ingredient. It's in there. It's not like it's, you know, I don't know.
No, neither do I. You're confusing me.
All right, mate. You have a great rest of the week. We'll talk to you next time.
You too. Bye.
Our chef Gavin Foreman this week. We're always full of surprises. Is Gav on 2 and URFM.